Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Leipzig and Atalanta progress to their first ever UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. Bidvest Wits claim all 3 points against Black Leopards. Ivan Garcia Cortina wins dramatic stage 3 of Paris-Nice. Lance Stroll underlined his ambitions ahead of new F1 season. And the quest for Momentum One Day Cup semi-final spots continues.
With the opening round of the 2020 Formula One season in Australia just days away, Racing Point driver Lance Stroll set aside a little time to unwind. The 21-year-old joined Australia's former world number one and current Davis Cup captain Leighton Hewitt for a friendly spot of tennis in Melbourne before tending to his press obligations. Stroll finished 15th on the F1 World Drivers' Championship standings last season and is confident he can produce an improved showing in 2020.
It depends on a lot of things. We'll have to see where the competition is. But from my side, you know, I want to build on where I was last year. I think there were definitely things that needed some improvement over the winter, and been really training harder than I've trained before, and I think I'm as well prepared as I've ever been. So I'm just looking forward to getting in the car and seeing where we stand on Saturday and Sunday.
The start of the 2020 Formula One season is inching ever closer. The Australian Grand Prix is first on the agenda, and all of the action is live on your World of Champions Supersport.
Make sure you don't miss out on any of the Formula One action as the Heineken Joburg Festival touches down in South Africa. Coverage will be live on Supersport. As far as the Momentum Multiply Titans are concerned, they have no choice but to win their next two games if they want to progress to the Momentum One Day Cup semi-finals. The defending champions welcome the only franchise below them on the six-team log, World Sports Betting Cape Cobras, to Willamore Park in Benoni in their next encounter before a tussle with the VKB Knights. Victory in both of these matches will see the Centurion-based team through to the final four after what has been a below-par season by their standards, in which they have recorded 3 wins from 8 matches so far. The last of those was against Gauteng rivals Imperial Lions, and they'll now aim to build on this for the remaining 2 or potentially 4 more matches. If the Titans have a big ask in order to qualify for the last 4, the Cobras have a massive one. The Cape side are rock bottom on the log with only 2 wins from their 8 matches. Those victories came in the opening fixtures of the campaign, but they have been disappointing since. A dusting off after back-to-back losses against the Knights will be needed if Ashwell Prince and his side are to stand any chance of qualifying for the semis. Although that chance is slim, nothing but wins will see them through, and there may be no better way to start than on the home patch of their northern rivals.
The Multiply Titans will be out to secure maximum points against the WSB Cape Cobras in order to keep their top 4 hopes alive in the Momentum One Day Cup. Catch it all live from Benoni on your World of Champions. The Imperial Lions were looking to tighten their grip on second place in the Momentum One Day Cup on Tuesday afternoon when they met the VKB Knights at the Mangaung Oval. The Knights elected to bowl first, having won the toss, and the decision quickly paid off with Reeza Hendricks sent packing in the very first over. However, the Lions recovered well as Ryan Rickleton and Dominic Hendricks took the fight to the Knights. The pair asserted themselves at the crease, assured and composed in their approach. Rickleton reached the 50-run milestone of 58 deliveries with the Lions in control. He added another 12 runs to his total before his eventual dismissal, Sean van Berg with the wicket snapping the 110-run collaboration. Hendricks was next to go, given his marching orders just 2 deliveries later. The Knights capitalized on the Lions' batting woes, with Von Berg claiming his second, while 19-year-old Marco Jansen got his first wicket in the competition. The Lions' side continued as the home team could do no wrong. Sharp fielding like Grant Mokoena saw Kagiso Rapulana run out for 25. With the Knights in control, the heavens opened, forcing their players off the field, with the Lions on 188 for 7. Play failed to get back underway as the rain continued to fall in Bloemfontein, that led to the match being abandoned, with the teams walking away with a point apiece.
The next item on the agenda for the Proteas is a tour of India. The first ODI is live in your World of Champions.
Sri Lanka and England lock horns in the first of two test matches. Don't miss any of the action live on your World of Champions. After securing the Test and One-Day International series against Zimbabwe, Bangladesh look to claim another series whitewash when they do battle in the final T20 International. The Tigers secured a comfortable 48-run victory in the opener and will look to secure yet another win against the opponents, who have struggled for consistency in the subcontinent. Sumia Sarkar's 62 of 32 deliveries helped the home side to 201, while Mustafizur Rahman and Aminul Islam bagged 6 wickets between them to ensure their dominance in Dakar. If history is anything to go by, Zimbabwe will feel confident despite their recent run of form. They have managed to draw the last 3 T20 series against the Tigers. Known as the Chevron, Zimbabwe will need the likes of Brendan Taylor, Sikander Raza and Chris Mpofu to lead from the front if they are to stand a chance in drawing the series and claiming their first win on tour.
Bangladesh can seal a 2-0 T20 International Series win when they take on Zimbabwe in the second match. You can catch the action live on SuperSport.
The spoils of the Cape Derby went the way of Marties on Monday night in round 6 of the Varsity Cup. The men from Stellenbosch maintaining their unbeaten record as UCT suffer their first defeat of the season. A low scoring yet fiercely contested battle, 8-7 at full time. A Ben Jason Dixon try and Cornell Smith penalty was enough to get the defending champions over the line on home turf. They survived a late fight back from Ikeys to claim the victory, climbing to the top of the table.
Yeah, I think it was one of our toughest matches this season. Last week we also had a tough match, but yeah, luckily we pulled it through.
Bit disappointed with the loss. We had a nice unbeaten record, but we have to be positive. I think there are a lot of good things to take out of that game.
Still in the running to make the playoffs. Is that playing on your mind?
That's definitely on top of our list.
Marties made it 5 wins out of 5 with victory over arch-rivals Ikeys, while CUT beat UWC. Wits strengthened their semi-final ambitions after condemning Tucks to a second straight defeat, and Shimlers scraped past UJ to record their first win of the campaign. Marties remain the only team with a 100% record and now occupy top spot on the log. UP Tucks are a point back, whilst unbeaten Wits moved up to third.
More Rugby That Rocks comes your way on SuperSport with round 7 of the FNB Varsity Cup, headlined by a massive tussle in Potchefstroom when NWU hosts Marties.
Round 5 awaits in the Varsity Shield. TUT will be at home against University of Fort Hare. Catch every hit live on your World of Champions.
Round 7 Vodacom Super Rugby action kicks off with an all-New Zealand clash between the Chiefs and the Hurricanes. The Emirates Lions face off against the Blues, while the Vodacom Bulls start their Australasian tour against the Reds. There's also a titanic clash between the South Sea Sharks and DHL Stormers. While 2 of the 3 Guinness Six Nations matches are postponed, SuperSport will continue to bring you more coverage as Wales take on Scotland.
Bristol Bears and Saracens get round 14 of the Gallagher Premiership underway. You can also catch Worcester Warriors and Gloucester on Your World of Champions, as well as Harlequins taking on Sale Sharks.
Indian women's boxing legend Mary Kom has qualified for her second career Olympic Games. The 37-year-old defeated Irish Magno of the Philippines by unanimous decision in the 48 to 51 kilogram category at the Asian Oceania qualifiers in Amman, Jordan. The 6-time world champion is the 2012 London Olympic bronze medalist and will make only her second appearance at the Games. She is the seventh Indian boxer to qualify. The Tokyo 2020 Olympics draws ever closer. Be sure not to miss any of the action from the world's biggest sporting spectacle live on SuperSport. The Players' Championship is next on the PGA Tour's agenda. You can catch every shot live on SuperSport.
The European Tour heads to India for the Indian Open. Catch all the action live from New Delhi on your World of Champions. Themba Garimbo and Lau Karam will step into the octagon to do battle for the welterweight championship. Catch it all live on your World of Champions SuperSport.
A lightweight bout between former interim lightweight title challenger Kevin Lee and Charles Oliveira will headline the next UFC Fight Night event in Brasilia. It's live on your World of Champions.